Ireland has a heavy-handed approach, or local authorities, by the way, have a heavy-handed approach, and it's causing unnecessarily habitat loss to hedgerows in Ireland. It also leads to unfortunate interactions between the public and hedge or tree cutting contractors, who are often unfairly abused for carrying out this work. That's the view of Dr. Alan Moore, who's Secretary of Hedgerows Ireland. He's with me on the line. Alan, good morning to you.
Jerry, thanks for having me on.
Is that a fair summation of your concerns? What do you see happening in the summertime in this area?
Yeah, Jerry, this is one of the most common reasons for people contacting us. The whole area of roadside hedge cutting causes an awful lot of upset on both sides. People are worried about safety and vision, quite appropriately, and others are complaining about, as I described it, a heavy-handed approach by local authorities. We are trying to bring some sanity to this mess, because what's happening at the moment is that we have, definitely there are road safety problems and visibility problems and wing mirrors being knocked off and so on the one hand. And on the other hand, undoubtedly, there can be inappropriately heavy, severe cutting of trees and hedges that are not posing a safety problem. So we don't blame anybody here. We're trying to bring some kind of common sense to the problem. And what we're recommending, quite simply, are national guidelines that will bring some sort of balanced approach and clear up a lot of the problems. What happens at the moment, Jerry, is that local authorities who are doing their best tend to write very intimidatory, threatening letters to landowners, threatening them with fines and imprisonment if they don't remove vegetation and trees. But they don't, unfortunately, recognize the need for a more even-handed and balanced approach to the assessment of safety. In other words, it's quite clear that at junctions or bends or so on, or if trees are dangerous, then that situation has to be rectified. But the kind of communications that are coming out of local authorities, and we've had sight of the letters, are very threatening, very frightening, and definitely leading to excessive action. The other problem is that we feel that there should be certification and training for hedge cutters, because the majority of the contractors doing this work are really skilled and doing super work, and we have the highest regard for them. But unfortunately, that isn't always the case, and untrained operators using blunt flails can leave a horrible mess, to be honest. So we've been in touch with the contractors' associations, and they absolutely agree that some kind of training and certification would be ideal and would lead to a higher standard of hedge cutting.
So the idea would be, is this your fear, that the letters are going out, some people are taking it seriously and they say, right, I need to do something. So they get a contractor in and they just blitz the hedgerow. They cut it down to the bare bones and do away with all the biodiversity and all the benefits of that for fear of the council.
That's pretty much the case. And we've talked to landowners who have been really upset and worried by the communications that don't leave any leeway for individual assessment of situations. And of course, there is a really good guide that could be a template for developing guidelines. It's called the Guide to the Management of Roadside Trees, brought out by the Department of Agriculture in 2021. That lays down really sensible principles that there should be a balanced and proportionate approach and an assessment of safety rather than the wholesale removal of all vegetation, which we're seeing in some cases. And I guess what we're seeing, Jerry, across the country is a very uneven approach. Different local authorities take a different approach, some more, as I said, heavy-handed than others. So it's leading to a really unfortunate lack of clarity, and our roadside hedges deserve better, as my letter stated. As you know, Jerry, hedgerows are under threat from a number of reasons. Agriculture, particularly the more intensive kind of agriculture, has led to the removal of a lot of hedgerows. So our roadside hedge boundaries are particularly important. And it is possible, we would say, to have both good, healthy roadside hedgerows and safety. But what's needed is guidelines, training, and a bit of balance.
Yeah. What is the proper way to deal with them? Do you trim them? Do you cut them at a certain level, cut them at a certain angle, for people who are out there wondering?
Yeah, well, the first thing is that junctions and bends require sight lines, and that's unquestionably the case. On straight stretches of road, that may not be necessary. Side cutting rather than topping the hedge, particularly during the nesting season. A lot of local politicians and councillors jump up and down and say that, that we need to change the rules around hedge cutting on roads. We don't need to change the law on this. The Roads Act makes it clear that cutting of hedges during the summer, if there's a sightline problem, is entirely legal. And this is where some of the contractors we talk to get abused unfairly by the public. But what we would recommend is that most of the hedge cutting is done where possible during the winter months when nesting isn't an issue. So that's the first thing. The second thing we would say is that there should be a more bespoke attitude to hedge and tree removal so that it's done where it's necessary, but not done where it's not necessary. And this will require liaison between the local authority, roads engineers and local landowners, rather than the current situation where letters are being issued saying you'll end up in prison if you don't, or pay serious fines if you don't remove all vegetation. So yeah. That's the kernel of our plan, and we've made a recommendation to the Nature Restoration Plan to try to bring in these guidelines. It yeah. would be too difficult.
To bring them in, and a listener gets in touch, and look, this is the time of year for it. The growth has been absolutely explosive with the amount of rain we had at the start of the year, now the heat that we're having. There's a lot of issues happening right now in this area, Alan. A listener says, hedgerows are very useful. A neighbouring farm was purchased 4 years ago. The new owner removed all the hedgerows. Now we flood every winter since. The hedgerows obviously stopped the water previously.
Yeah, well, I could do a whole slot on the importance of hedgerows, and I'd love to do that, Jerry, because as your listener correctly says, hedgerows play a huge role in a range of different roles, and flooding is one of the top ones, actually, and it's becoming apparent that the removal of hedgerows is leading to serious flooding in some parts of the country. But coming back to, if I may, the idea of guidelines, one of the other things that we don't see is a distinction between minor roads where sight lines are different with lower speed limits and major yeah. roads. I mean, I'm a keen cyclist myself, and I have absolute understanding and sympathy with the issue of safety and sight lines and so forth. But we do need a more nuanced and balanced approach to the way that we advise landowners to manage their hedges. Other countries can do it. I lived in the UK for many years, and for example, the hedges in Devon, just to take one county as an example, are a fantastic asset, and they're much prized and loved. And they take a more balanced approach to hedge cutting. They realize that on small lanes, that speeds are lower and safety is at a different level. So we can do the same, and our recommendation is that we all sit down together and agree some guidelines, and I think everybody will be a lot happier as a result.
Yeah, that certainly would be the case. Okay, Alan, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning. That's a recommendation that those guidelines should be brought into place. A bit more training and more advice on that needed in terms of how we manage our hedgerows, particularly during the summer months. But cutting should take place during the winter to try and manage what happens in the summer is another point Alan was making. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch with us on the programme. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today.